So I'm losing a repeater, KO4HKX, N4ZLK, I'm cleared, 73.
KO4HKX, N4ZLK, have a good day.
Okay, W4DJW, mobile.
For you, N4ZLK.
Jeff.
Jeff, seeing if we can get some ground wave going.
Is that on 80 meters or 75 meters?
Negative. I was trying 10 meters. He's got a little 10-meter radio in his truck now.
Because, you know, the highway patrol used to use 80 meters. Those long whips they used to have a long time ago. I don't know how old you are, but it used to be that they had a coil spring on the side of their car and had a really long whip on it, and that was for 80 meters. They did that before Palmetto 800 was created.
Those antennas and the coil spring on the side of the car. I wasn't sure what frequency they used. I wasn't really into radio at that time, but I do remember that.
It's not liking the way they bounce around. You used to tie it to the front bumper. Tie it, and it'd be an arc from the back end of the car to the front bumper of the car. They still work, but they didn't like it flopping around like it was a really long whip.
Seeing those, some of them were tied down and some of them were just dangling behind them as they get down the road, bent over because of the wind. But I do remember that. Yeah, I was just trying. I've got a wire antenna horizontal. If I had a vertical up, I don't know, we thought we'd just try 10 meters and see if we were close enough or if the skip would be just right.
He's vertical polarization, you were horizontal.
And I know you can connect like that because I've used a vertical and talked to people on wire antennas, but usually it was further away. So I don't know. We just thought we'd try it out when we had a chance.
You're right. I talked on this repeater from my mystery antenna. The mystery antenna, well, if you look at the SWR, it dips down on this frequency pretty close to like 1.2 to 1 or something like that. But the dB hit that you take for polarization change is enormous. It's like I'm whispering. I can be shouting to the top of my lungs and it just sounds like I'm whispering on the repeater.
Look, the antenna that I've got, my HF antenna, is just a wire antenna that tunes up on 20 meters really well, and I can use it 10 through 40, actually 6 meters through 40, but it tunes really well up on 2 meters as well. Of course, I'm looking right at the repeater about 4 miles away, so it pulls it up, but I haven't tried it for any kind of distance on 2 meter.
Miles away from the repeater, so change your polarization. even though the SWR match, I mean, it's perfect. It doesn't need any tuner or anything. You can just talk straight into the antenna, but that dB loss is just too much for it. Anyway, you guys had me curious. I won't keep you. I was just curious which HF band. I was thinking you were using HF, but I didn't know which band you were using. Anyway, good talking to you. Have a good day. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
And YQ.
Okay, Dave, have a good one. And yeah, I need to go to bed here, but I've been playing around. And hello, Bill. Let you take it. N4IQ, N4ZLK.
Hey to both of you guys. I guess, Dave, you're getting ready to leave. I just finished lunch, got in the car, headed home here. Okay. It seemed like somewhere I read or remember that the cross polarization loss, you know, if it's just a direct path, you know, nothing else considered, is something like 20 dB. I mean, that's a big loss. I mean, that would do what Dave's talking about. I think it's 20 dB. It's big. That's a lot of loss. You know, if you want to call it loss. But so how you been doing?
And yeah, that is a lot of loss. 20 dB, goodness gracious. Yeah, I'm well. I'm went up and had lunch with my son-in-law. My daughter was going to be there. It's her birthday today, actually, but she wasn't feeling well. She didn't sleep well last night. She ended up staying home. And I came home, and I've just been paying some bills and doing some stuff on the computer while listening to the radio at the same time. copying a little bit of CW, but doing well. I hope you are.
Well, doing bills will put you to sleep, that's for sure. Either that'll keep you up worrying about them. I don't know which. Either way, that's not something I like to do. And that's great about the about CW. So it seemed like last time I talked to you, you were getting back into it, or I can't remember exactly. They're doing pretty good. I went to the Orlando Ham Fest. Went left wee hours Thursday morning and finally got home Sunday night. So I was glad to get home. I enjoyed my visit and I went with friends, enjoyed their company, but I was glad to get home.
Never been to that one. I haven't been to a lot of Ham Fests, but yeah, it is always good to get home. And yeah, I've been working on CW. I've made about 35 CW contacts now, so I'm getting there. I'm slowly getting along. I've called CQ a few times, but I usually spin around and listen for somebody calling CQ. I listen to them for a few minutes and get all the information I can if I hear them making another contact, and then I'll give them a shout and then try to copy and see if I come up with about what I had before. So it's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile. I'm not sure who all is in there. I thought I heard Shane in there, but I'm not sure who else might be in there. Just wandering around. Had to go buy me a new clothes dryer today, and I've got a fool that doesn't know how to drive on two lanes coming out of a left turn. So, anyway. Good to hear everybody. Go ahead, then, whoever was next to pick it up.
That's me. Of course, you know who me is. N4IQ. So you got a new clothes dryer. Is that a... I assume they're going to deliver it? Install it, maybe? I don't know. Well, I tell you, I've been in this house that we're in now for almost 17 years. And when we did that, we got all new appliances, washer and dryer. So we have, our washer and dryer are from, they're almost 17 years old now. They're still running. I dread the day I have to get a new one.
Well, yeah, I recognize. Good afternoon to you too. And I had to, mine is quit drying. It's not drying. And the cost to get it repaired, the fellow told me to come out, took a look at it, said what the part would be. He didn't charge me a fee to come out and look at it, but the part's going to be $180 some dollars, and then there'll be the fee for him to install. So it's going to be about, you know, around $300 and some odd to get it fixed. And mine's probably 20 years old or older. It's probably older than that. But I had to buy a new washer last year, and now I'm going to get the matching dryer to go with it, and that'll give me the capability to do it. It does a better job of drying, and so I'm going to go with that and get things going. Go ahead, Shane, I believe it is in there.
I'll turn it over and let you guys have it. I got to get to bed. I got to work tonight. And Bill, yep, paying bills will put you to sleep. Easier when there's money to pay them. So I'm glad there was money to take care of them. Anyway, you guys have a good day. Rusty Bill, 7-3 to you. Good to hear you. I'm gonna clear out of here and go to bed. N4ZLK.
U2T, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, make a transformation here. I'm in a bad spot right now. 73 is Shane.
I get noise on this repeater. Only repeater I get it on is the spot I go down this road. It lasts for maybe four blocks, and then it quits and goes away. So I don't know. But I've got to go down and drop some things off and go get a haircut here in a little bit and do things like that. And just watching the idiots out here on the road today. Saw a lot of them yesterday coming back from Florida. And I was in some really bad places on the road yesterday. Go ahead, Bill, if you've gotten out of the bad spot.
Yeah. That bad spot included some vehicle around here that was a spark plug noise generator. Sound like popcorn. I don't hear it now. I think it turned off. I think I know which vehicle it was. They're driving with two little donut tires instead of the regular size tires. And it looked like it hadn't been washed for 100 years. So, how long are you in Florida?
Over. In that area, noise is different now than what it was before, but it's still, it just kind of covers up the signal. Before, it was real loud buzz, and it really made it loud. And like I said, it was only on this repeater. If I was on any of the other repeaters, not a problem. But this one, it did it. So, oh, well, that's what it is. And I've got some idiot I'm trying to get out of in front of him, and he wants to, he pulled around me and pushed and almost pushed me. So, anyway, I've got to get up here and move over here. All right, I'll catch you later. I'm getting ready to get out. I got to pull in up here at 7-Eleven, pick up a couple of things. I'll talk to you later, Bill. N4IQ, W2T73.
Well, let's hope you get another 20 years out of your dryer. I joke about that nowadays. All right, so you have a good day. I'll be standing by here. N4IQ.